water wisely to help your plants be successful. We have tips on the way next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Water your plants based on soil, temperature, precipitation, and plant needs. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners has some advice.
Like I say, I've never found a soil in Utah that requires water every day. Even living on top of the sand pits, I live right next to an old gravel pit in American Fork, in river bottom area. I mean, I've got more stone than I do dirt. I mean, really, I refill my holes after planting, and quite often I've taken out enough rocks that I'm having to scrape dirt from somewhere else. These areas are highly porous, and I only need to water every other day. That's all you need. And so that's the maximum you need. If you've got a more clay-based soil with less gravel, two times a week, one time a week for your trees. You could probably even go once every 2 weeks if you get good and deep. And don't water any more often than you absolutely need to. What I'm talking about is planting in the ground in nice, normal, solid earth. If you have a raised bed, planter box, or pots, that's different. Pots will need water sometimes even twice a day. But in the ground, you shouldn't water every day. Keep in mind, you've got to water well, and you've got to water the right way. And once you get that established, then you can actually start making water savings.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.